Hola.
Hola.
Computer stop glitching out here.
Seem to be on their faces, but what's gone right? What's gone wrong for you guys at times this year?
Well, it's good to see you again. Thanks for having me, Andrew. Yeah, it's with the Rays. That's kind of what it feels like. You're in danger of giving up a guy that might show up in the big leagues sooner rather than later. But they are. I've talked to. He doesn't necessarily want to be here at this point, but really excited to go back and get to Segra Stadium at the end of the year for that final series of the regular season.
Yeah, the last big local high school kid we saw come through Segra Stadium goes back to 2021. That was DJ Hers, who was pitching for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And Isaac, if he's still with the River Dogs, come the second half, we'll be with the club as they go to Segra Stadium towards the second half of the schedule. All right, got to talk.
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's right back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down.
Swings and misses. It is 0-1. Last night they came in bunches. The four run first inning, and then it was crickets until the bottom of the eighth when Charleston rallied for five on six hits against Emil Carcherinos. And again, took the game 9-6 after Frank Perez hit a solo home. Lorenzo swings through a pitch, and it's bobbled by Galarraga on the transfer. So Cole makes it down to second. He swipes a bag and gets into scoring position with two outs for Dari. Courette pitches, and off the end of the bat, Lorenzo pops it foul over his third base dugout. And it's nothing and two. Wind blowing, kind of swirling in and out towards right center field. We saw it blow pretty heavily to right yesterday and made this a home run ballpark. A couple of long balls for the Woodpeckers, one late in the game for Charleston. Nothing and two the count. Lorenzo behind, and here comes the kick and the offer. He chops it foul up along third, or up along first. The count stays 0-2. A lot of weather all across the East Coast last couple of days. We did have a cancellation of a game yesterday. That was between Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach. Here's the set in the 0-2. Lorenzo chops it off to the right side, backhanded by Kinney, the first baseman. He'll underhand flip to Courette, hustling over, and end the inning. So the Woodpeckers put the leadoff man aboard. Zach Cole leave him stranded in scoring position after a stolen base. And after a three-run first yesterday, it's nothing today in the opening frame for the Woodpeckers. We're going bottom one. Charleston coming to bat when we return.
Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event?
We're off with here. Here comes the 1-1. And a good slider cuts to the outside, and it's in there, 1-2. Fred Dombrowski, 2-5 this season with a 3.64 ERA. He is among the Carolina League strikeout leaders. 73 punch-outs over 54 and a third innings. He's given up 22 earned runs, 21 walks to those 73 strikeouts. And his fastball challenges any. Spikes with a 231 average, 6 homers, 24 driven in. A slider misses up and away. And the count's 2 balls and no strikes. Trey Dombrowski coming off of one of his best outings of the 2023 season back on June 15th at home against the Fireflies. 2-0 pitch on the ground to third, and Below picks it on his heels, throws to second for one, low throw to first, dug out by Gastone, and it's a double play. Or do they call him safe? They did call him safe. It looked like Ryan Spikes was heading back to the dugout. He thought he was out, and the throw seemed to arrive before the runner. And upon further review, it seems Gastone might not have been able to pick it cleanly. It looked like it was in his glove. And that ball might have briefly hit the dirt right as Spikes hit the bag. And like we said, Spikes was starting to angle his run back towards the dugout. He thought he was out as the sleeves. Here's the 2-2. And he chops it out to first base. It'll be snared fair right on top of the bag by Kinney. And as he fields, he stomps on first simultaneously to record the out. Three unassisted. And there's one gone in the second inning. It's a three-tone cap, a green backing, white front, a tan-colored bill, and the boiled peanut logo on the front of the ball cap. Green belt, white pants, and high green socks for the Charleston River Dogs. Kind of an emerald green sock, if you will. Here's the pitch, and it missed outside, 1-0 on the switch hitter, Yamal Encarnacion from the left side. 1-0 pitch, and he waves through, 1-1. How the boiled peanut logo and the moniker came about, I guess, is from a partnership they had with a sponsor going back a couple of years, a peanut company who produced boiled peanuts and sells them inside of the ballpark here at Joseph P. Riley Ballpark. And so they've gone with the boiled peanuts brand. The 1-2 pitch catches Encarnacion looking, and he strikes out. He scooted out of the box, and then right afterward quickly jogged back to the dugout. He knew he was getting rung up. And that's out number two of the second inning. So Yoniel Courette is moving along well here in the second inning. He has retired five in a row since the leadoff walk to Cole. And with Leo standing Molina into the right side, the first pitch is low and away, 1-0. I myself have never had a back with you at the Joe for the bottom of the second inning. Trey Dombrowski faces John Diaz, the Charleston center fielder. And the first pitch is down and outside, ball one. John Diaz was absent. So two gone, nobody on base, and no score. As Stanley Castillo is stepping into the right side. Castillo with a big swing yesterday. He hit a three-run home run during that five-run bottom of the eighth inning, and it was his first Carolina League home run. Came at a big time. One home run and nine RBIs now in the season for Castillo. And he had some struggles at the plate to start the year, so much so that the Tampa Bay Rays actually sent him back to the Florida facility to work on his swing, playing some FCL games. And last night was his first day back with the club, and he hit that three-run home run. So perhaps a correction, and the demotion did him some good. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way from Dombrowski, and a backdoor slider lands for strike two. So Dombrowski ahead, 1-2. Two strikeouts, no walks for Trey thus far. Stranded a man in the first inning on second base. Now he's trying to go 1-2-3 in the home second inning. They reset the pitch clock. Trey Dombrowski gets the sign, winds, and delivers. And went to the slider again. Just missed outside. And it steadies the count at 2-2. Castillo with a .253 on base percentage. And now the 2-2 pitch coming. He swings and flies it deep to right. Perez going back and stopping right at the start of the warning track to make the catch of the shoulders and end the inning. Trey Dombrowski goes 1-2-3 in the second, and we're scoreless after two tonight from the Joe. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
DJ Manny, fresh, yeah, fresh. DJ, go DJ, that's my DJ.
Two very quick outs for the River Dogs. Been pretty impressed with what we've seen out of Yoniel Curet so far tonight. And he gets a 97 mile per hour fastball by the swing of Cole for strike one. High 90s fastball, 97, 98 consistently tonight. Has had some walk issues occasionally this year as he misses outside with a changeup. But it hasn't been a problem for him today. He did walk Zach Cole, first batter of the game, but since then he's retired eight in a row. Here comes the line of the 1-1. And Cole looks at a strike. Last time out, Curet went five scoreless innings on the road against the Lynchburg Hillcats. And he struck out a season-high eight. The 1-2, and Cole spoils it off straight backwards. One ball and two strikes on Cole. Luis Encarnacion on deck if the inning goes any further. Here comes the pitch from Curet, and Cole strikes out. Inside slider got him, and three strikeouts now for Curet over three scoreless innings. Woodpeckers still without a base hit, 10 batters in, and we will go to break with no score on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media.
Back-to-back nights, we've seen really good catches by Fayetteville outfielders. Luis Encarnacion is the leadoff hitter for the Woodpeckers in the top of the fourth inning. No score after three tonight. We're in Charleston, game two of this series. Encarnacion in a one ball, one strike count. Infield, outfield, playing him just about straight up. Curet, the right-handed starter, throws home a 97 mile per hour fastball that is fouled into the screen. And the K counted 1-2 on Encarnacion. Woodpeckers still looking for their first hit, second time through the order. And Encarnacion, this one foul straight back and out of play. Still 1-2. In the inning here, it'll be Encarnacion, Ricardo below, and then Dari Lorenzo, 2-3-4 hitters. Encarnacion fouls it off his foot. It rolls up along the third baseline, and ball's dead, so Encarnacion will feel out the foot a little bit and dig back in there. One ball, two strikes the count. We are here through Sunday. Sunday's game will be a late Sunday game, a 5:05 first pitch. We'll play at 6:05 on Saturday, 7:05 now through Friday. 1-2 pitch, slider moves outside and low, and it's 2-2. Encarnacion is 0-1 tonight. He popped out to the shortstop in the first inning. Here's the pitch home, and he grounds it back over to short. Charging forward is Colmenares, picks with one hand, throws on the run, and gets Encarnacion for the second out. That'll make it the first out of the inning. Now it's so below, clipped in the looked like the knee or left thigh area with a mid-90s fastball. That's always a little scary coming in on you, but he's able to get to first. Now he hunched over again for a moment. No doubt he's feeling it, but he's going to try and carry on here without any medical attention. First base runner that Courette has allowed since he walked Zach Cole to begin the game. That ends a stretch of 10 straight Fayetteville hitters retired. And now Dari Lorenzo swinging at a 95-mile-per-hour fast
prize to attend championship weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com in the fourth inning. And well, to everybody who was with us a couple innings ago when we were talking about boiled peanuts, trying to get a couple up in the booth, the verdict is in. I'm not going to eat them on the air. I tried them all. Count with two outs. Base is empty. No score. And Dombrowski delivers. Ground ball right back to Gastone the opposite way. Nears a knee. Picks up. Goes to first and gets the out. Another three unassisted. And it is 10 in a row set down by Trey Dombrowski. Blow for blow, both the starting pitchers are locked in right now. Dombrowski and Courette take a scoreless game into the fifth when we return.
It's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking scoreless game in the top of the fifth inning. John Garcia leads it off for the Woodpeckers. And the Fayetteville DH takes a high changeup from the Charleston starter, Yoniel Couret. Great night for him. He retired 10 in a row at one point. Now Dombrowski's done so. John Garcia flies one out into right. Low line drive sinking on Manzueta, but stays up long enough for him to make a belt high grab. So John Garcia's put both balls in play today, but he's gone 0 for 2. The Woodpeckers still looking for their first base hit here in the fifth inning. Charleston only has one hit against Dombrowski. Yamal Encarnacion, the switch hitter, went down looking his first time. One of three strikeouts so far for Couret. And the first one is punched foul, left side and out of play. Here's the wind in the 0-1. And Encarnacion skies it. Behind third, drifting over into foul territory, Peguero. He's into the bullpen and right up against the railing. The ball lands in the first row of seats. Out of his reach, and Encarnacion in a quick 0-2 count. Yoniel Couret is a 20-year-old. He won't turn 21 until November, originally from the Dominican Republic. Couret last summer spent a little bit of time with the River Dogs, just two starts towards the back end of the year, but pitched in 13 games in the FCL and had a 1.75 ERA over 36 games. 0-2 pitch, and it spins Encarnacion away. That was 98 and up near his right shoulder. That'll get you uncomfortable. Works very quick, the 1-2 pitch, and that's spoiled off foul. Encarnacion batting just 125 since his addition to the Woodpeckers lineup when we were on the road in Zebulon during the last road trip. Here's the wine kick and the 1-2 home outside. Two balls and two strikes. Couret started his pro career in the Dominican Summer League back in 2021 after he signed internationally in 2020. 2-2 pitch, here it is, and Encarnacion spoils another one. Into the screen, 2-2. Tonight is his 42nd career pro game. And overall, he's had
this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search PressBox at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Two count on John Diaz beginning the bottom of the fifth inning. He tried to drop a bunt down to start this at bat. Both sides looking for something. We're scoreless. Trey Dombrowski dominating things on the mound for the Woodpeckers. Keeps this pace up, and he'll have another six innings under his belt. He went six his last time out at home, trying to go six again tonight. He's in the fifth. No score, just one base hit allowed, a single to Cooper Kinney, the second batter of the game. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Diaz, and it's popped up behind home plate. And it'll get fouled. So So 1-2, still the count on John Diaz. He's 0 for 1 with a ground out to second base. A lot of lefties in this lineup for Dombrowski. And here's the 1-2 outside. Two balls and two strikes. Infield swung around a bit to the right. Below is playing towards short off of that third baseline. Slider hovers by Diaz, swinging for strike three. Trey Dombrowski can certainly spin it. One of the best sliders on the Woodpeckers pitching staff, and he uses it to get Diaz for the first out of the fifth and notches fourth strikeout. Christopher Barrette is now in. The lefty DH 0 for 1 with a fly out to center, squaring to bunt. He pulls back and a fastball missed away, ball one. There is a little bit of stretching going on out there in the Fayetteville bullpen. Some guys are using the elastic bands. Here's the 1-0. And a slider. Barrette is underneath it, swinging 1-1. Fly out to center for Barrette. Estanley Castillo is on deck. He'll get a chance in the inning as well. And what's going on here? Ricky Rivera is coming out of the dugout, and he's going to pull Ricardo Below from this game. Below's walking off, and I didn't notice anything with him over there at third, but he might have said something to the dugout. Estanley Castillo has gone 0 for 1 with a fly out to right field, and he lines the first pitch out into right. It drops in front of Frank Perez, who went into his slide and scooped it near his belt. But Estanley Rodriguez ends a long stretch for Trey Dombrowski, who had retired 11 batters in a row prior to that base hit. And now it's Estanley Castillo. First pitch to him is swatted out to the right and out of play. Pretty big gap on the right side of the infield. Yamal Encarnacion playing up the middle with two outs. And a changeup misses low and away. 1-1 on Manzueta. Fayetteville bullpen has Austin Temple warming up out there, the right-hander out of Notre Dame. 1-1 pitch. Runner on the move to second.
Woodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Pine Lake Medical Clinic.
Gets by the catcher all the way to the backstop. And Kuretz, you know, he's been throwing, man, it feels like 90% fastballs. Every once in a while, he'll go with the changeup, but not a lot of slider or curveball at all for the Woodpeckers to deal with. Another fastball right down the middle. He did spin a slider by Leo Stanley Molina to close the fifth inning. But he has been relying on a lot of velocity. He's dominating, but the bullpen is active for the River Dogs. The right-hander loosening out in right field. Here's the 2-2, and Perez strikes out. He did go to the slider that time. So a lot of fastball early, and then he changes the speed last minute. Now it's Sandro Gastón. Gastón into the right side. Tonight he's 0 for 1 with a ground out to first. And he waves and misses at a first pitch slider to the outside. And maybe that's what's been effective about Kuret. He's kind of varying up the ways that he starts some of these at bats more often. He is just the third batter to reach base tonight against Kuret. Oh, and boy, the manager, Sean Smedley, is coming out of the dugout. He's going to make a change here. Kuret is at 87 pitches. And, of course, as is the usual for Woodpeckers' arms, you see it a lot around this league, there are pitch caps. 87 is extended quite a ways compared to other arms you see around the league, and Kuret's going to depart with 5 2/3 no-hit innings tonight and get a big ovation from this Wednesday night crowd in Charleston. The bullpen takes over with a man on first and two outs in the sixth inning. No score, no hits for the Woodpeckers. See if they can change that against the bullpen. We'll tell you about the new right-hander when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square.
Well, the good thing going right now for the Woodpeckers is that Trey Dombrowski has thrown five scoreless innings and kept Charleston's lineup in check. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs, and here's the set and the pitch. It is high to Encarnacion. Count fills 3-2, and Zach Cole will be moving on the next pitch. Encarnacion with a pair of hits yesterday, back-to-back multi-hit games, four-hit game on Sunday in Fayetteville. Here is the set and the 3-2. A ground ball to the right side, and that'll get through. Out into right field, Zach Cole moving on the pitch, hustles around second, is down into third standing, and runners are on the corners. Luis Encarnacion breaks up the no-hitter in the sixth inning with two outs. And just pushed his fastball to the right side. The second baseman spikes and vacated his normal position. He was towards second base. And not only have the Woodpeckers got their first hit, now they're threatening to bring home their first run. Go ahead, run 90 feet away in this scoreless ball game. One in the hit column now for the Woodpeckers, and a big spot here for Roiland Machandi in his first at-bat, replacing the injured Ricardo Below. And a first pitch fastball at 96 is in the zone, 0-1.
Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your...
Bottom of the River Dogs order begins the bottom of the sixth inning. No score tonight at the Joe. Andrew Chapman welcoming you back inside the visiting radio booth. Trey Dombrowski, we speculated, may be done, but he's not. He's back out on the mound, and the first pitch is lifted out into left. Sprinting is Encarnacion, rather Machandi, and it's over his head and off the base of the wall. Angel Galarraga rolls into second base and has a leadoff double to start the sixth. So Dombrowski returns to the mound and gives up just his third hit of the night. Only a couple of singles over the first five innings, scoreless, but now the extra base hit, first of the game for Charleston, and back to the top of the order with Carlos Colmenares. Left on left is Dombrowski's pitch, misses outside. He'll be capped around 75 or 80. That's the usual arrangement for Dombrowski, and Austin Temple, the right-hander, continues to loosen out in the bullpen. So wouldn't expect Trey to face more than maybe one or two more hitters in this inning, as the pitch is knuckled out to third and right to Dari Lorenzo, who is playing shallow near the grass. Dombrowski jams Colmenares and gets him to pop out for the first one of the sixth inning. And now at this stage, if he can get a couple of quick outs, perhaps he makes it through six, but he's two outs shy of tying his season-long six innings, which he did his last time out in Fayetteville. The batter is Cooper Kinney, who singled off Dombrowski in the first. And he looks at a strike on a good slider at 78 miles an hour, 0-1. Here's the 0-1. Kenny off the end of the bat, rolls it towards first, but it'll trickle foul. And the count at 0-2. Dombrowski at 74 pitches. He's been all around the zone, 49 strikes. He's lowered his season ERA to 3.32 with his 5 1/3 scoreless in this one. Temple just about ready in the bullpen. Dombrowski leaning over the right shoulder, peering in and getting the sign from Encarnacion. Target set up outside. Here's the kick in the 0-2. Kenny swings and flies it down the left field line. It will slice into the stands and a foul ball. Cooper Kenny with back-to-back starts this week with a lot of their top players, top prospects resting tonight. The Kennesaw, Georgia native in a 0-2 hole still against Dombrowski. Now it's 75 pitches. The 0-2 gets him waving. Change up at the bottom of the zone. And Trey Dombrowski gets the strikeout. He's eyeing down Ricky Rivera in the dugout. He's giving him the death stare that he doesn't want to come out of this game. He wants to go six, but Ricky Rivera has no other option than to go to the bullpen now and go to Temple and pull Trey from tonight's ball game after 5 2/3 innings. He'll high-five each one of his infielders individually and depart after another great day out on the hill. Trey Dombrowski has not given up an earned run since all the way back on June 9th. That'll carry through tonight. He does depart with a runner in scoring position to his responsibility. And Austin Temple will try and keep it a scoreless day for Trey. When we come back, giving you the intel on Temple. Two out, man on second, and no score in the Charleston sixth inning.
Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Trey Dombrowski's night is done after 5 2/3 scoreless innings of baseball. He departs with a man on second base. That's Angel Galarraga, who doubled to begin the inning, and now Austin Temple out of the Fayetteville bullpen to try and get the final out, keep this game scoreless going to the seventh. He delivers a first pitch strike to Ryan Spikes, the three hitter and second baseman. Next pitch.
Promotions and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
First pitch swinging in the top of the seventh inning. Dari Lorenzo lines one up the middle and out into shallow center field for a leadoff base hit. And goes 1-for-3 tonight with that knock, and the Woodpeckers have a go-ahead run aboard to start the seventh inning. That is the first time tonight since the first inning that they've been able to get a leadoff man on. Zach Cole walked to begin the first inning, but nothing since. The Woodpeckers have left two runners on, make it three runners on over six scoreless innings. And the first pitch up and outside to John Garcia for ball one. That's the first base hit of the series for Dari Lorenzo. John Garcia still looking for his first hit tonight, 0 for 2. With a ground out to third and a line out to right field. Put the ball in play two times, though. 2-0 now the count on Garcia. Woodpeckers were held without a hit until the top of the sixth inning. Here's the two-ball, no-strike offer. And it runs in on Garcia. Fastball almost grazed his left shoulder. 3-0. The pitcher out there is Junior William. He took over for the starter, Yoniel Couret, who went 5 2/3 hitless before William gave up the single to Encarnacion that broke up the no-hitter. 3-0 pitch, and Garcia takes a strike. 94-mile-per-hour fastball, knee-high, and it is 3-1. Fayetteville, no runs, two hits, no errors. Charleston, no runs on three hits and no errors. And here comes the set and the 3-1 offering from William. He strikes out, strike two on Garcia on a high fastball. 3-2. More bullpen activity out there for the Woodpeckers. A right-hander is loosening up. And here's the 3-2 payoff. Garcia hits a one-hopper out to short. Grabbed by Colmenares to second for one. Spikes turns to first, a double play. 6-4-3 on the twin killing. And now with two quick outs in the seventh, Yamal Encarnacion will hit with the bases empty. Infield realigns. Colmenares shifts towards the middle. Piguero fairly shallow, but straight up at third. Here's the pitch home, and Encarnacion takes outside. It's ball one. Yamal tonight has struck out and flied to center. He's 0 for 2. Junior William rocks and pitches. And a line drive is shot out to left. That's going to drop down in front of Castillo for a base hit. Yamal Encarnacion puts a hit on the board. He goes to 1 for 3 with a two-out single in the seventh inning. Second hit against Junior William. A third hit make it. Second in the inning, and now Leo's Danny Molina into the right side, trying to extend his season-long nine-game hitting streak. 0 for 2 with a roller to short and also a strikeout. Here's the first pitch from William. And he spins a curveball into the zone, strike one. And now we've got identical line scores. No runs, three hits, no errors per side. Second baseman Spikes shifted towards the bag. Pretty good gap on the right side if Molina can go the opposite way. And a spin and a throw over to first to check up on Molina. Or rather, Encarnacion. 0-1. On the Cuban, Leo's Danny Molina. First game of the series tonight. Got the day off yesterday. A couple days of rest following the Monday off day. And here's the bell tie set, the 0-1. And Molina late on a fastball at 96, right atop the zone. I believe that's Manuel Urias warming up out there for the Woodpeckers, and we may see him after Austin Temple got the final out of the sixth inning behind Trey Dombrowski, the starter. Here is the 0-2 pitch to Leo's Danny Molina. He shoots it foul off to the right, and it's going to remain nothing in two. Two outs man at first, different type of game tonight compared to yesterday where we saw seven runs cross between the two teams in the first inning alone. And then multi-run innings thereafter by the Woodpeckers and the River Dogs. All zeros tonight. Here comes another 0-2 pitch to Molina. With the runner on the move, he looks at strike three on the low outside corner, and that'll do it for the Woodpeckers in the top of the seventh. Two hits, singles, but a double play and a strikeout. Leave one on, and it's time to stretch in Charleston. Nothing, nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
For your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection.
No runs, three hits, no errors per side, and something's got to give as we play the late innings here. Game cruising.
Moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Welcome back, everybody, into the Joe in Charleston. We're in the top of the eighth inning, and Frank Perez leads it off for the Woodpeckers. He'll be followed by Sandro Gastone and Zach Cole. New arm into the game for the River Dogs is Jack Hartman. Number 28 facing number 28. And Perez ahead in the count 2-0. We are scoreless, both sides with three base hits, but that has been all. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And Perez swings through a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Hartman makes his first appearance of this series. He's a 6'3" right-hander out of Peachtree City, Georgia. And here's the first pitch to Cole. Fastball inside, 1-0. Jack Hartman is not allowed an earned run in his four most recent appearances out on the mound. So he's having a great stretch right now here in the middle, late stages of June. 24-year-old pitches. And Cole takes outside. It's two balls and no strikes. They've stayed on the edges against Cole today, and they've walked him twice. He did strike out against Courette, the starter, in the third inning. Courette going 5 2/3 hitless tonight before he was pulled from the game due to pitch count. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Cole, and it missed inside, 3-0. Jack Hartman pitched with the Bradenton Martyrs of the Florida State League last year. He's a former Pittsburgh Pirates farmhand who was traded to the Rays in November in a trade that sent G-Man Choi to the Pirates. Fastball is high, and Cole walks on four pitches. Third walk in this game for Zach Cole, and already his fifth walk in the series. And you're named the Carolina League Player of the Week for his second time. I guess it goes the opponents don't want to give you anything to hit. Zach Cole was running the bases last week with doubles, triples, home runs, but this series, it's been a lot of strolling to first on free passes. Luis Encarnacion now swings at a first pitch slider down and outside. It is 0-1. Jack Hartman, he pitched out of the bullpen 18 times for single-A Bradenton last year, and he had a 6.27 ERA. 19 strikeouts and 16 walks over 18 and two-thirds innings. Here's the 0-1. Cole breaking for second, and Encarnacion fights it off foul. Hartman, the fourth-round pick last year by the Pirates out of Appalachian State. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Hartman to Encarnacion. But first a spin and a throw over to first base as they check up on Cole. They want to be careful enough to check up on Cole in case he wants to go again. They executed a hit and run the last time he was on as Encarnacion takes up high, and it's 1-2. Encarnacion pushed a single to right field. He broke up the no-hitter in the sixth inning, and Zach Cole was running on the pitch. As a result, Cole made it all the way down to third base. 1-2 on Encarnacion with two outs. Hartman pitches, and a line drive is struck out into center. Diaz forward to his left, and he drops the ball. It pops out of his mitt. Now he can't pick it up cleanly on the track. Cole hustles around third, and he will come in to score. The Woodpeckers have broken up this scoreless ball game in the top of the eighth inning with an error out in center field. Diaz came hustling forward, tried to correct at the last moment. He overran it. And as he reached up over his left shoulder, the ball kicked off of his glove. Then he scuffled with it near the start of the warning track. And a blunder in center has made it 1-0 Fayetteville. Encarnacion gets down to second on the play. And Roiland Machandi steps up into the right side. Encarnacion breaking to third. Third baseman hustles over. Get on with a single. And now Simpson, who has a league-leading 42 stolen bases, grabbed two yesterday, maybe off and going. Urias picks over to first, and Simpson is caught. He took a secondary lead, and
Hey fans, Colin Casey here from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers broadcast team. Want to follow along with Chappie and me for the latest headlines and highlights during the 2023 season? You can with our virtual press box. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, go to the Team and Stats tab, and click on Press Box. There you can find fresh game notes, our 2023 team media guide, and links to one-on-one interviews with players and coaches, plus a Listen Live tab that will take you to our nightly radio broadcast. Don't miss a single pitch all season long. Again, search Press Box at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and we will talk to you soon on the air.
Hi.
The Woodpeckers start the top of the ninth inning with a little bit of small ball. Roiland Machandi, he drops a bunt along the third baseline and hustles it out for a leadoff single. Pitcher Jack Hartman back out there, came off of the mound but couldn't barehand the ball cleanly. So Machandi makes it aboard on what will be his first hit of the night and of the series since he came on as an injury replacement for Ricardo Belleau. Now he's off and moving to second. Throw down is in time to get Machandi. Dari Lorenzo swung through the pitch. Certainly seemed like the throw got there late, and now Ricky Rivera is hustling over to talk with Michael Corbett. Machandi, he got tagged in the lower left leg. Most of his body was in front of the tag, and it looked like his hands had extended to the base in time. But Michael Corbett calls him out. He's caught stealing. Galarraga throws him out. And the last couple of innings have had some really significant plays on the bases for these two teams. Dari Lorenzo swings and lines one out to right field, up along the line and all the way towards the start of the track. Lorenzo gets this first. He'll take a big turn of the bag and stop. One out single as Manzueta cut the ball off in front of the foul pole and got it in quickly. But now that caught stealing looms large. Might have been a run had Machandi been safe at second base. And Lorenzo will be on with one out. Two-hit game for Dari. And the Woodpeckers are going to pinch hit. Excuse me, pinch run here with Jackson Lofton coming out of the dugout and swapping out with Dari Lorenzo. These games might not mean anything for the standings, but it's not stopping Ricky Rivera from trying to play strategy and put a little extra speed on the bases to extend what is a 1-0 lead in the top of the ninth inning with one out. John Garcia getting ready to bat against Jack Hartman, who stranded a runner on a two-out walk in the eighth and struck out three. So Garcia hits with Lofton aboard. Dancing off of second, here's the 1-1. Encarnacion swings and bounces it foul up along first. Lofton is still outside the top five in the league's stolen base race. With some of these guys like Simpson in the 40s already. But he has been one of the most aggressive and consistent base runners this year. He's only been caught once all season. Started the year a perfect 21 for 21. 1-2, Encarnacion battling. Jackson Lofton's breaking to third. Here comes a pickoff throw, and he gets in there. He's safe. Peguero tried to drop the tag, and he never got Lofton. Lofton nearly overslid third, but he kept that left foot on the bag. And now here comes the River Dogs manager, Sean Smedley, out of the dugout to argue. And right now, Michael Corbett not appeasing either dugout. He had Ricky Rivera argue a call at second moments ago. And that time around, Jackson Lofton breaking early before the pitch came in. Got under the tag of Peguero. It looked like Peguero dropped the tag towards Lofton, but he might have never touched him. It pulled him a little bit away from third base. The throw from Hartman was a little underthrown. And now Lofton down at third with Encarnacion on a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch, and he fouls it into the screen. Encarnacion keeping the battle alive, looking for an all-important second insurance run. Going to the bottom of the ninth inning where Manuel Urias, in line for a winning decision tonight, is slated to face the top three of the order. Here comes another 1-2 from Hartman. And Encarnacion strikes out. A fastball up and outside gets him, and the inning is over. Jackson Lofton, the pinch runner, makes it all the way down to third on a pair of stolen bases, but goes no further. 1-0 ball game. Low scoring all night, and the Woodpeckers are going to have to win a barn burner. When we come back, bottom nine, top of the Charleston order, coming to the plate to face off against Urias. You're listening to Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the road on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families.
For the pitch clock to count down to 25 before they initiate. Carlos Colmenares is 0-3. The Woodpeckers lead 1-0. Manuel Urias has been pitching since the 7th behind Austin Temple and is now in line for the winning decision. A run came home on a fielding error out in center field in the 8th inning. Pitches up and outside, and it is 2-0 on Colmenares. Colmenares, Kinney, and Spikes, top three for Urias. Here's the pitch, and he waves and misses. One hand comes flying off of the bat, and it is 2-1 on Colmenares. Only 4 Charleston hits tonight. Next pitch, and they get him waving again, 2-2. Manuel Urias went 1-2-3 in the 7th. He got a pickoff in the 8th inning that helped him face the minimum. So he's faced the minimum through 2 scoreless innings from the pen. Behind the starter, Trey Dombrowski, that went 5 2/3 scoreless. Here's the pitch, and a changeup gets him down to the dirt. Encarnacion picks the ball and tags Colmenares before he can escape the box. He strikes out for a third time, and Charleston down to their final two outs tonight. The Woodpeckers are trying for just their third shutout of an opponent this season. And first in the month of June, Cooper Kinney into the left side. The first pitch from Urias, a curveball that drops in for strike one. Cooper Kinney has gone 1-for-3, singled in the first. And now the 0-1. Foul tips, another breaking ball into Encarnacion's mitt. He's quickly down on an 0-2 hole. He'll call for time and step out of the box. Elsewhere around the Carolina League, with all the standings finalized and the games not meaning anything until Friday, you have Lynchburg leading Carolina 4-2. Here's the 0-2, and it's knuckled foul straight backwards and out of play. Myrtle Beach and Kannapolis, who just canceled their game yesterday due to weather, they won't make it up with a doubleheader. The Pelicans lead tonight 5-3 in the middle of the eighth inning. Here's the wind and the offer. Ground ball pulled to the right side. Diving stop. Packers pitching staff tonight. Trey Dombrowski goes 5 2/3. Austin Temple closes out the sixth inning. And Manuel Urias will get the win tonight with three scoreless innings in relief. The lone run coming home in the eighth inning on a Luis Encarnacion double. They did score it a double. We'll see if that ends up changing when the box score is finalized. But tonight it was one of the slimmer margins all year long. One of the fastest games all year long as we played in just about 2 hours. Broke it up with an RBI or with a single to put runners on the corners. They were ultimately left on base, 2-1, and the game remained scoreless, but Luis Encarnacion broke up the no-hit bid. And then later in the eighth inning, facing Jack Hartman, he broke the game open with a run. He broke the deadlock, should say, with an RBI double to center field that kicked off the glove of Diaz, the center fielder. We were all thinking it probably should have been an error because he took a bad route, got his glove on it, and then missed the ball. But official score has it as a double at the moment. An RBI double for Encarnacion as he has another multi-hit game tonight with that scoring decision. Three straight multi-hit games now for Luis Encarnacion, and the RBI that scored Zach Cole in that inning and made it 1-0. And then Manuel Urias on the mound behind the one out that Austin Temple got. He went three scoreless innings, allowing just one hit, no walks, four strikeouts to get the winning decision and improve to 3-0 on the year. So the Woodpeckers win tonight. The series is all even going to tomorrow, game three. And the Woodpeckers will roll out another southpaw. Lefty Jose Nadal gets the ball tomorrow night. He is 1-5 with a 4.54 ERA. And left-hander Alex Ayala Jr., 0-3 with a 4.55 ERA, gets the ball for the Charleston Riverdogs. First pitch at 7:05 Eastern. And our pregame show will begin at 6:50 p.m. right here from the Holy City, Charleston, South Carolina, on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. And a reminder that you can watch the game on Bally Live and MILB.TV as well with the voice of the River Dogs, Jason Kemp. Thank yous to go around. A big thanks to Colin Casey monitoring the broadcast tonight in Fayetteville, helping clip some highlights and follow on social media. You'll hear him again next Wednesday night when the Woodpeckers are at home hosting the Kannapolis Cannonballers on June 28th. So big thanks to him, and a big thanks to you, the listening audience. Appreciate you making us a part of your Wednesday night plans. You're the reason we can bring you Woodpeckers baseball live on the road or at home each and every night, and we hope to do so again tomorrow night in Game 3 of this series between the River Dogs and the Woodpeckers. Final line scores for one final time. Fayetteville in their 30th win of the year pull out their third shutout victory of the season. One run, six hits, no errors. No runs, four hits, and no errors for Charleston tonight. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, 7:05, with a 6:50 pregame show here from Charleston, South Carolina. Until then, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday evening, everybody. I'm Andrew Chapman saying so long and have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here from Charleston. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. So long.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.